Coming up, Cranky Hippo gets in the hot tub with his phone. A demonstration of the PS4 with Patrick Delahanty. Snubs has a speaker roundup and a whole lot more. It's time to watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Before You Buy is brought to you by Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it right from your desk. For our special offer, go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone, and enter Before You Buy. And by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit TV shows anytime, anywhere on your TV, your PC, your smartphone, or your tablet. Visit HuluPlus.com/BeforeYouBuy to start your free 2-week trial. That's HuluPlus.com/BeforeYouBuy. Ding, 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 womp. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Before You Buy, the Twit Product Review Show, where we get the latest and greatest into our studios here, and we ask our Twit staff to use it like real people and give you a real-world perspective on how these products work. And there's nothing realer than taking your phone into the hot tub. Our own technical director, we call him Cranky Hippo, his real name's Brian Burnett, takes the Galaxy S4 Active for a swim. Let's see how it came out.
Hi, Brian from Twit, and we're taking a look at the S4 Active from Samsung. First look at the S4 Active. At a glance, it doesn't look too much different from the regular S4, but there's three big things that differentiate this from the typical S4, and that is it's waterproof, it has physical home buttons, and instead of an AMOLED screen, it has an LCD screen. But from when I was testing it side-by-side with an S4, it wasn't really noticeable, the difference in the screen. So taking a closer look at the S4 Active, you can see that on either edge of the phone, there's a sort of rubber backing, which does help make it a little bit more grippy when you're holding it. And I have to say, this phone fit my hand perfectly. It's a tad thicker than your typical S4. Now, this phone has the same specs as the regular S4, so this is still a top-of-the-line phone, has an excellent camera. My only complaint about the camera when I was playing with it is if you go to change modes, it's a little clunky trying to slide through the options for different shots. So if you're in a hurry to take a picture and you wanted to take an HDR picture, for instance, and you weren't already in that mode, it's kind of a pain in the butt to get to that mode. Now, just because it is a little bit more rugged doesn't mean it's impervious to being destroyed. I was riding my motorcycle taking some panorama shots with the Active, and it fell out of my pocket while I was riding, and it got completely destroyed. So it's not indestructible, but as far as cell phones go, this phone is slightly more rugged than your average smartphone, and the fact that it's waterproof is pretty cool. The pros and cons for the S4 Active are it's got a great screen, it's got really good performance, an excellent camera, and above all, it's waterproof. As for the cons, this phone is, you can only get it on AT&T, so that's kind of a bummer. And also, the speaker is on the back, and after playing with, you know, the HTC One, the speaker isn't that great on it. So is the Samsung S4 Active a buy, try, or don't buy? If you are an AT&T customer, without a doubt, this is probably one of the best phones you can get. And if you're looking for one that has that extra safety net of being waterproof, which very few top-of-the-line phones offer these days, then this is a great choice. And this would be my choice for an everyday phone. I'm Brian Burnett from Twit, and this was my review of the Samsung S4 Active.
Well, well. Was that in the hot tub with you, Brian? You want to talk about that? Friend. Just a friend. So that's really the second Galaxy S4 Active, and that's an important point. You can take it for a hot tub, you can take it for a swim, but don't take it for a motorcycle ride, all right? Thank you, Brian Burnett. The Galaxy S4 Active from Samsung is, what did you say? Mostly more robust, but definitely a buy. Now, I'm very interested in this next one because Patrick Delahanty is here, and he has a PlayStation 4 just came out.
Yep, got this on Friday. Gave it a thorough test. Did an unboxing.
Day one edition.
Yes.
Do you get a special sticker or logo or anything?
No, there's nothing special on it. But I'm loving it so far.
Awesome. Now, qualification. You're a PS3 user.
Yes.
You love PS3. Yeah. You were PS2 before that. Did you ever have an Xbox?
Never had an Xbox.
Okay, so we're not judging it against the Xbox. This is mostly judging against the PS3, I guess.
Yeah, and I think it's a vast improvement over the PS3. It doesn't have the games library yet, but it will get there at some point, I'm sure.
In fact, it's likely to get there faster than the PS3 because it's an x86 processor.
Exactly.
So it's a little easier to write software for.
Yeah, and there aren't many exclusive titles yet, but those will come, and even if they're not exclusive, they're still on PS3, and it's easy to write.
Give us a quick tour of the features. It still has a Blu-ray player, like it's...
Yes.
Little brother.
Yeah. And it can play DVDs and Blu-ray. Can't play audio CDs.
Cannot play audio. Okay. And no 3D yet.
They
said there will be an upgrade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm sure that there'll be many software upgrades.
Yeah.
And hopefully because the organization in the menus isn't really there. It's kind of all just...
So we're not seeing the traditional PlayStation 3 UI?
It's got this horizontal interface still. It's a little reversed where everything... Oh.
Instead
on
of
this
coming,
side,
popping down,
there.
It pops sideways.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
this
stuff down below. So you've got all the games just in a straight line.
That's good, actually. It was always hard to get to a game on the PS3.
Well, I would like it if it was categorized somehow.
Right.
If I
want
to get
games.
To something that's way over here I haven't played in a while.
Have you played Battlefield 4 on it?
Yeah.
Pretty good?
It looked great. Yeah.
So that's, I guess, really when you're reviewing this. And unlike the Xbox, this is not a multimedia device. It does have a Blu-ray. In fact, the PS3 was the best Blu-ray player on the market the whole time because they could easily upgrade it.
Yeah, and I played Blu-ray on this last night. Worked great. Played DVD. Worked great. Interface was simple.
HDMI only, right?
Yes.
No other way of connecting it to a TV.
Right.
And it is cheaper than the Xbox. $100 cheaper.
Yeah, $100. It doesn't come with the camera like the Xbox comes with the Kinect.
Or the Kinect.
But that's only $60.
And this would work with the Move controller if you had a Sony Move controller.
Yes.
Okay. So really, it's all coming down to what does it look like? How are the games?
Yeah.
By the way, I saw Netflix on there.
Yeah, it has Netflix.
Amazon Live.
Amazon. Redbox.
Okay.
Let me go down.
Quite a bit. All right.
Yeah, so it's got kind of a selection similar to the Apple TV here.
So it's a good media device.
Not quite as many, but I'm sure they'll add more. There's no MLB, but it's off-season. So at some point, they'll
NBA and NHL. That's nice. All right, let's see a game. You've got Need for Speed, the latest version of Need for Speed on here. That's your favorite game?
Yeah, I've got Need for Speed, Call of Duty Ghosts, and Battlefield 4. And so far, Need for Speed is the one I'm enjoying the most. But I love driving games.
Yeah, well, that would explain it. You drove here from Boston, didn't you?
Yeah, 3,000 miles.
Just can't get enough. Is it use your existing PlayStation account? You don't have to create a new account?
Yeah, but to do multiplayer, unlike the PS3, you have to buy PlayStation Plus.
Ah, so no free lunch
no free
this
rides
time.
Anymore. All right, okay. It's going to be $50 a year.
All right. Still less than Microsoft.
Yeah, still less, but
That's good to know if you do multiplayer. So we're going to play a single player version. You've got a Marussia B2? A Marussia B2?
Yeah, the battery.
Oh, nice timing. By the way, that's another thing that is big change on the PS4. The controller now is very different, and a lot of people think is better than, frankly, the not-so-great PS3 controller. What do you think?
I like the feel of this a lot more than the PS3 controller.
These are the little handles are longer. It's easier to grasp.
Yeah.
With a smaller hand.
And just the texture, it's different. I think it feels better.
It does feel good in the hand. Now, what is this? Oh, we're going to give him a different one here.
Yeah, we get the charged one here. It comes with one controller, but I did get a spare.
Okay.
This is a touch screen, or not a screen, but a touchpad in the middle so that you, games can use this.
Have you used a game that uses it yet?
The only one I've seen that has this is Battlefield 4, but that's just to access some options.
Okay. So this is yet to be really fully implemented.
Yeah, and it has speaker in here and a headphone jack, so you don't have to have wireless. You can actually just plug in.
Right.
It comes with a mono headphone that you can plug in.
Right. So there's no wireless audio, but there is a wireless controller which has audio.
Yes.
A hardwired audio.
There's a share button, so you can easily share gameplay footage on Twitch TV.
Mm-hmm.
And screenshots or movies. So they're encouraging sharing of the footage and the gameplay.
I do notice they've changed to a micro USB charger, which is nice because everybody has lots of those probably. So you don't have to charge it off the PlayStation. You can charge it with anything, right?
Yeah. And but the PlayStation will charge it now when it's
even when it's off.
When it's off.
Hallelujah.
Drove me crazy on the PS3.
You had to leave it on to charge up your controllers.
And it comes with the one cable to charge the controller. But my second controller didn't come with a USB cable.
Oh, that's crazy. Fortunately, these micro USB cables are a dime a dozen. So. All right, let's play a little bit of a game.
Yeah.
What did you think? The graphics look better than on your PlayStation 3?
Yes.
Noticeably.
Yeah, noticeably better. There's a lot more action. There seems to be less lag, less time at loading screens. Now, that could just be the games, but I think it's the system. Like the Xbox, it has 8 gigabytes of... this has GDDR, but the Xbox has DDR.
RAM.
Yeah.
And then how big is the drive? 500 gigs, right?
500 gigabytes, and... Unlike the Xbox, you can remove it and put in a larger one if you want.
Well, we noticed that. If people are interested, we did an iFixit teardown on Sunday. It's Twitch Special 173, I think. It was the first thing you do before you even open and void the warranty. You can slide off a little panel and get right to the hard drive. So Sony's making it easy to upgrade the hard drive on
this.
That's nice. Standard SATA 2 hard drive in there.
Yeah.
Not a great driver, but you're busy. You're busy. Yeah. You're doing other things. You're doing a review.
And I'm not seeing any other people on the road right here.
That's because they left a long time ago. They're already in Santa Monica.
Oh, here's one up ahead.
Oh, good.
I'll catch him.
I think there's a pursuit
going on up here.
So. Oh, look at that. There you go.
I hit the median. Oh, that's not good. There we go.
People are going to compare this, as I did, to Forza 5, which is the new driving game for the Xbox One. That's designed to look like real cars. This is designed to be...
It's more of an arcade game.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So, we like the... there you go. That's hard to do that while you're reviewing. I understand. Yeah, I'm doing the Xbox One next week, and I'm going to be worse, so don't worry about it. So, you like the graphics?
Yes.
The new controller you think is better?
Yes, I like the new controller much more, and the light is cool that has on the end here.
Yeah, I love the design of the PS3. Still can sit on the side as well as flat, right?
Yes, they have a stand so it can stand vertically that's sold separately.
And I think this will look nice in your home theater.
Yeah, and it's smaller than the PS3.
Yeah.
And definitely smaller than the Xbox.
Yeah.
The one con I have is it's not backward compatible, so I still have to have my PS3 hooked up. So I can finish The Last of Us and Grand Theft Auto V.
I think that word has gone out on both the Xbox One and PS4, but it's really important to underscore this. None of your existing games as it stands will play on this thing.
Which is different than when the PS2 and the PS3 came out.
That's right. Maybe that the companies are planning some way of streaming your old games or something like that, but we haven't seen any details on that.
Yep.
So right now, you're going to either keep your PS3 and finish those games. Last of Us is great.
Yeah.
Not available for this, though, yet.
Not yet. I don't know if they're going to do a PS4 version, but some companies have announced upgrades where for $10 you can upgrade your PS3 version of
if you go through
Assassin's Creed or Call of Duty Ghosts, you can get the PS4 version.
In effect, you're selling your old version because you're giving them the old disc and they'll give you the new one for $10.
Yeah, but you can do that right through their PlayStation
Store
and download the new version.
How's the battery life on these? The same?
It seems to be less than
I noticed you ran out a little prematurely.
Yeah, no, I had been playing with that controller last night, too.
Oh, okay. So you got a good evening's worth of play out of it before it ran out.
They look the same. I couldn't tell which one was which.
Now we know. All right, well, let's get the quick pros and cons and your recommendation.
All right, the pros, it's priced $100 less than the Xbox One. So it seems to be a good price point. Improved controllers.
That's $399, right?
Yes,
$399. Yeah.
Improved controllers and a smaller system with an elegant interface and the replaceable hard drive. As for the cons, it's not backwards compatible. For multiplayer, PlayStation Plus is required. So it's going to run about $50 a year. And the music limitations we mentioned.
Right.
So buy, try, or don't buy. I would give this a buy.
Well, why not?
But wait until there's games that you want to play.
Yeah. Some really good games come out this spring.
Yeah, and Destiny next year I want on the PS4.
Yeah. Uncharted, which is a Sony classic, is going to be Uncharted 4, right? Or 3?
I think it's 4.
Holy cow. Good. And Watch Dogs will be out eventually, too, and I'm very excited about that. But that's going to be on both platforms. Thank you, Patrick Delahanty. Patrick's our house programmer and wizard, and we really appreciate having him around. The PlayStation 4 from Sony, $299, is a buy.
Yes.
Did I say that right, $299?
$399.
Wishful thinking. $3.99. Still a buy. You know what those are? Stamps. U.S. stamps. Official U.S. postage. But you know what I love about it? I printed it on my printer with my computer. I didn't have to go to the post office to get these stamps. You can also print directly on envelopes. You can print package stickers for mailing. I'm talking about stamps.com. This lets you print official U.S. postage on demand whenever you need it from your computer and your printer. You don't need any special inks. You don't need a postage meter. And I'll tell you, the holiday season is the time to try stamps.com. Because not only are you going to be doing a lot of mailing, so is everybody else. The last thing you want to do is head to the post office when you could do it all from your desk. And I mean do it all. Stamps.com gives you discounts you can't get at the post office. Priority Mail Express shipments. If you mail with Priority Mail or Express, you can get a email sent to your recipient with a tracking number automatically. The tracking is great. And you know what's nice? You don't even have to get up to mail the darn thing. The mail carrier comes to your door. Well, they do Monday through Saturday. But they also will do that on demand because Stamps.com has a big button that says, get the mail carrier, and they'll come and get it. I just love Stamps.com. That's why we've arranged a no-risk trial offer for your small business. If you sell on eBay, Amazon, Etsy, PayPal, you really got to do this. This makes your fulfillment, you know, your sending out of your stuff as pro as can be. It looks pro. It works better for you. It's a great deal. Try it right now. Visit stamps.com. Wait a minute. Give us a try. $5 of free postage. Forget that. Click the microphone. $5. Enter in the offer code before you buy. All one word. I'm just talking about the front page of stamps. I have to say $5. How about $55 in free postage? Visit stamps.com. Yes, we're going to give you $55 in free postage to use over the first few months of your account. You're going to get that digital scale. It's free. Just you pay the $5 shipping and handling. There's a $5 supply kit to make up for that. And, of course, a month free of stamps.com. That's a $110 bonus offer. Stamps.com. Click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, that radio mic there. And make sure you use the offer code before you buy one word so they know you heard about it on before you buy. Stamps.com. Now's the time. Don't put it off any longer. Shannon Morse, our producer at the show. She's the one who gets all the products, wrangles them, hands them out. She's very popular on Tuesdays. Here, you can review this. She took on a big one. We get so many Bluetooth speakers. It's a very hot category, as everybody knows. So we gave her four different Bluetooth speakers to review. Shannon Morse has the details.
You know, we love speakers here. So this week, I'm Shannon Morse, and I'm producing Before You Buy, and I'm also reviewing four different speakers. So let's go ahead and get started with the Kenevo BTX350. Now, this speaker costs $69.99 MSRP, but you can find it on sale for about $39. Pretty good price. It comes with your regular cables. You have your USB charging cord and your audio 3.5 millimeter jack cable. The audio quality on this one is a little bit lacking. I noticed that bass is kind of muddy when it's coming out, even when it gets really loud. And vocals were, they were clear enough for audiobooks, but honestly, if you're taking this on the go with you, you're probably listening to a lot of music. So if you like bass, might not be the best one for you. Now, it does have tons of buttons on the top, and it does last for about 5 hours on a charge. So that's pretty decent for its price point. The pros and cons on this one, pros, it is low cost, so that's a definite plus. However, the cons is the muddy bass. So if you're buying this at the MSRP price of $70, I would give it a don't buy. Next up, we have the Edifier Extreme Connect Bluetooth speaker. This one also is a Bluetooth speaker, so you can take it on the go. This one lasts about 10 hours as opposed to 5 hours for the Kenevo. Now, this one is $99.99, so you're also going to be paying a little bit more, but it comes with the same exact cables as the other one, and it also comes with a nice little travel bag. Now, cute thing about this one, it comes in five different colors, and it has all these cute, playful buttons on the top. Now, these do take a little bit longer to figure out where they all are. Now, one thing that's funny about it, when you turn it on, it sounds like an 80s TV show. Isn't that cute? That is pretty cute, but it does not affect the actual sound quality of this one. It has really, really strong bass for those hardcore songs, and it has very clear vocals for audiobooks. I was very happy whenever I was listening to all my sci-fi audiobooks on this guy. So, my pros and cons for this. Pros, it gets 10 hours of battery life. That's a definite plus. Strong bass, really clear vocals, and it's got this cute, playful design. On the cons, though, you get distortion at higher volumes, which may be an issue for some people, but all in all, I have to give this one a buy. And next up, we have the Satechi BT Touch speaker. Now, this one is also Bluetooth, so you can use it with any of your devices. It's interesting because it has all these BT Touch controls on the top. I noticed whenever you're trying to wake up these controls, you may end up pausing a song or skipping to a next one whenever you're waking it up on accident. That's a bit irritating for me. Now, with audio quality on this one, it is a little bit lacking. Vocals are lacking. They sound a little bit quiet. Good bass, but it's not overwhelmingly awesome. Now, this one can last 6 hours on a single charge, and it costs MSRP $79.99. However, you can get it on sale for around $49. So my pros on this one, it has really good bass quality, even at higher volumes. However, the cons, waking up on those touch controls is a bit of a pain, and the vocal clarity could definitely be better. So I give this one a try. So this one is called the iShower. You can get this online for $99.99, the same price as the Edifier Extreme Connect. However, this one is waterproof, specifically because you're supposed to use it in your shower. So it comes with this cute little wall hanger for your shower head, and it also comes with a wall dock, so you can dock it right against your wall in your shower. Now, it lasts about 15 hours, but that 15 hours is coming out of two AA batteries, which you have to replace. You cannot use, well, you could use rechargeable AAs if you wanted to, but if you don't have those available, you have to replace the AAs. That's a pain. Also on the back is the speaker. So if you have this right against your wall, you're getting really, really muddy and quiet noises. That's no good for this guy. So, my pros and cons of the iShower. First off, the pros. It is waterproof, definitely. I tested that. It does work in the shower. And it has this cute on-device clock. That can be pretty useful if your roommate's getting mad at you for taking up the bathroom for a very long time. Also, the cons on this, it does require batteries. It has the speaker on the back of the device instead of the front. That's kind of unfortunate. And if you look this up online and read actual consumer reviews, there are a lot of people who have owned this for over a year that say it's already failed for them after the 90-day warranty. So it has a high failure rate, and that's definitely unfortunate for this device at $100. So I have to give this one a don't buy. So all of these speakers cost under $100. Some of them are even on sale for really good prices. And we had one buy, one try, and two don't buys. Again, I'm Shannon Morse, the producer of Before You Buy, and I'll see you back in the studio.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shannon. I was watching The Daily Show. Are you done now? No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Shannon Morse. Some great reviews of four different Bluetooth speakers, but only one buy. And, of course, that's the most expensive. No, it's not. It's not the most expensive one, or is it? Yeah, it is. Close to. $100 for the Edifier Extreme. Now, it's time to mention, before we go on, and we've got some great reviews still to come, including a Lenovo IdeaPad and Alex Gumpel with a new Microsoft Surface 2. Before we do that, though, can I tell you how I was watching The Daily Show on my iPad? Yeah, you got it. Hulu Plus! You can watch your favorite TV shows instantly, binge on the favorites, thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere. Works on your TV, of course. Hulu Plus probably is even on the PlayStation. I wouldn't be surprised, yeah. Your PC, of course. Just go to Hulu.com. Your smartphone, your tablet. I've got it on mine, on my iPhone and my iPad. Visit HuluPlus.com/beforeyoubuy, and you can try it free for 2 weeks, see how it works for you. You probably tried Hulu. Hulu Plus is a lot more. You can watch your favorite shows anytime, anywhere. They've got classic movies. They've got Doctor Who. I'm sitting next to a Whovian. They've got Lost. They've got Community. They've got Star Trek. They've got current shows like Jimmy Kimmel, Shark Tank, Family Guy, Saturday Night Live. There's exclusive content. Hulu originals like The Wrong Man and Behind the Mask, Hulu's new docuseries that takes you inside the world of, what do you think, Behind the Masks? Sports mascots.
Ever wonder who's inside that Philly fanatic? And why does his nose look like that? You'll find out on Behind the Mask. Also, great ad-free movie, kid content. Oh, for the kids, it's a must. $7.99 a month. You can catch up on all your favorite shows, binge on old favorites, or watch a great new movie. Keep your kids entertained with your iPad. And it's free for the next 2 weeks. But I got to warn you, don't show your kids unless you're ready to buy it, because they're going to say, Daddy, what happened to Hulu Plus? Daddy's too cheap to buy us Hulu Plus. HuluPlus.com/beforeyoubuy. $7.99 a month, Dad. Come on. HuluPlus.com/beforeyoubuy. Try it free for 2 weeks and you'll see why we are all Hulu Plus addicts here at Twit.
Spelling it right now.
Ah, here it comes. His Hulu Plus on his PS4. It's nice, you know, that the PS4, and I would expect this if Sony kind of made their relationships, that existing relationships and extended them onto the new thing. But we're a little disappointed because we were trying Twit, and you can't watch live yet on the PS4. I know a lot of our fans watch on the PS3, so if you're one of those people that watches Twit on the PS3, you might want to hold off a little bit. Ayaz Akhtar, he's really become, in many ways, our king of Lenovos. We give him all the Lenovos, and we say, what do you think of this one? Huh? What do you think of this one? This time we tried the IdeaPad Mix 10 plus keyboard. It's Lenovo's Windows 8 tablet, 10.1 inches. Let's take a look and see what he thinks.
I'm Ayaz Akhtar, and this here is the Lenovo IdeaPad Mix 10. It's a Windows 8 tablet, and we could take a look around. It's a pretty simple design. It's like a lot of other tablets. There's a Windows key, and then not a whole lot else on the front. We go down here, we have a micro USB port that we can attach things to. HDMI on the side, that's the power adapter. Under this door is a slot for a micro SD card slot. Here's a volume rocker. We've got a power button, headphone jack, and pretty much that's it. On the back, a very clean silver design, the speaker grill right here. No rear-facing camera. 1 megapixel front-facing camera. Not exactly the best camera in the world, but then again, if you're a tablet photographer, this is not the device for you. This 10-inch screen has a resolution of 1366 by 768, so it's a passable display on a size this large. If it was a 13-inch device, I'd have an issue. Also, it'd be ridiculously large. Tablet, this is a 10-inch 1366 by 768 tablet. Pretty good when it comes to color and angles. I did enjoy that. Now, this device shipped with Windows 8, but Microsoft updated it to Windows 8.1. After I did that, this device started to run really inconsistently. The desktop applications seemed to have a lot of issues. I'm not sure what's going on with the software here, but when I was running Windows 8, it ran really well. 8.1, not so hot. The device is nice and light for a 10-inch device. It's 1.27 pounds, so it's a little bit heavier than the iPad Air, but this is a 10-inch full-fledged Windows PC. We can actually, you know, snap things to the side if we wanted to, run different applications, because it's a real operating system. Now, Lenovo also makes this keyboard case for the Mix 10. It actually snaps in magnetically. I can take the tablet, I can prop it into the little sill, and there we go. Now we have the device in here. It's pretty flimsy because it's really meant to be a nice cover. It actually feels like a nice book you'd hold, a nice hardcover novel if you had something like that, a large one. But it's really meant for those cases when you need to do some typing. It works okay on the lap, but it's a little flimsy because it's magnetic. As you can see, it's been a bit buggy as of late. I'm not really sure why this is happening. It could just be a software issue with this particular device. Inside is an Intel Atom dual-core processor. That's kind of an issue because that's last-generation technology. You can get better stuff out there these days. On my pros and cons. Pros, it's a light device. When it works, it's pretty snappy. I will say that battery life is pretty decent, and it's got a good design. As you can see, we're having all kinds of issues. Front-facing camera, go. I don't know if I launched it or not, but there it goes. On the cons, the processor, Intel Atom dual-core processor. You can get faster processors out there now for Windows 8.1. The price, it's $479. That's pretty pricey compared to other tablets for last-generation technology. And as I mentioned before, having some seriously odd performance issues with Windows 8.1. If you want a Windows 8.1 device, you might be better off with a number of competitors, including something from ASUS. This unfortunate piece of technology was a Lenovo IdeaPad Mix 10. I'm Ayaz Akhtar, and back to you guys at BYB.
Thank you, Ayaz. That's a Windows 8 Pro tablet. I think that was obvious. But we're going to take a look at a Windows 8.1 RT tablet, the Surface 2, in just a little bit. Before we do, though,
I'd like to bring in Radford Castro. He is our engineering manager. And we gave him something, not a rain stick, a game stick. Let's see what he thought of it.
Hi, this is Radford with Twit, and this is the review of the Android-based game stick. With the PS4 and Xbox One going toe-to-toe for home console supremacy, a few contenders have recently joined these pricey behemoths, hoping to carve out a cheaper side of gaming, all under $100. The game stick itself is one of two parts. It's a tiny console dongle that slots inside a controller, ready to push out and plug onto a TV. The controller's hard plastic body is reminiscent of those old-school PCFX controls from NEC. On the back, you won't find any triggers, but the controls are otherwise standard with two clickable analog sticks, a pair of bumpers, and a familiar back, start, directional pad, and the ABXY buttons. When you hold it, older generation gamers will be transported back to the Super NES and Nintendo games when the game pads lack the ergonomics we have now today. So depending on how old you are, it'll either feel nostalgic or jarring. While the controller is never exactly comfortable, though, it's not awkward enough that you won't get used to it quickly. Now, the dongle that you see here is covered in a soft, svelte rubber that feels like it's finely combed felt. When you're going for mobile or heading to a friend's house, it slides right into the slot, right in the controller, from which this weird pair of tiny, sinister eyes guard them. Setting up the game stick is a breeze. All you'll need is an HDMI port, but if it's hard to reach, you can use the optional extender. And then turning on the controller starts this painless pairing process. Then head to the GameStick website to do some registering to get your account locked into the cloud so that the games you're about to buy or download work out. While it may run Android, an unrecognizable form of Jelly Bean 4.2, there is no access to any of Google apps or Play Store. This means that if you previously invested in the games on your Samsung Galaxy S4 or HTC One, you won't be able to re-download them to play on the big screen. And that's really what this is all about, the games. As simple and as basic as the interface is, the same can be said about its game library. But this is Android, is it not? Why aren't we getting all these nice games? Simple. Controllers are different from touchscreens. So how do the games play? Well, let's talk about the specs first. So the game stick is powered by a modest ARM Cortex A9 processor, the MALI-400 GPU, and it has 8 gigabytes of storage built in, expandable into 32 gigabytes with a micro SD card. It's capable of running the kind of old Shadowgun, but that's probably the most graphically advanced game you're going to have, so it's not exactly top of the line. The GameStick Media Player is another thing that you probably want to check out, and it's just there to kind of display videos and images from USB drives and memory cards, and it supports things like AVIs, M1Vs, M4Vs, QuickTimes, MPEGs, you name it. But other than that, that's pretty much it. That's all you're going to have. So the pros are is that it's very portable. It's lighter in the hand, and it can fit from almost everything aside from your back pocket. It's a very nice console, and it works against probably some very good $100 base consoles, like the Ouya, so it competes well against that. The cons are is that you're going to have to download a few things, you're going to jump some hoops to get this thing working the way you want it to work. And the other thing, too, is that the biggest knock, though, is the fact that it has a very weak library at the moment. And time will only tell how quickly this library will grow. Unfortunately, I have to give this verdict a don't buy. For $80, you can actually use that for iOS games on your tablet or your smartphone. Even for Android, there's probably more games that you could get on Google Play than you would on the GameStick. So I'm Radford Castro, and for Before You Buy, this is a review of the GameStick.
Thank you, Radford Castro, Director of Engineering at the Twit Brick House. I mean, I could see getting that maybe at that price for a kid who doesn't care what the games are, and if he breaks it, well, you're out of $80. That's about it. But obviously not a state-of-the-art device. Here is a state-of-the-art device.
State-of-the-art.
Alex Gumpel is here. He's the Flowmaster in charge of all things Flowish.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
And also a big fan of Windows 8.1. You had a Surface RT.
Right, I have a Surface RT, which is right here.
You have a Surface Pro, right?
No Pro.
No, never got the Pro. So you're an RT guy.
I'm an RT guy.
Okay. Well, I also had the Surface RT.
The Pro is a laptop replacement. I don't need that.
No, if you're going to have a tablet, go with the tablet OS. I'm kind of with you on that. Right. Now, people did say that once you put 8.1 on the original Surface RT, it wasn't so bad.
Right. It definitely made it much better usability.
Right.
And a little bit faster, but it still was sluggish. That was the biggest issue for me, was that it was sluggish.
So Microsoft,
a few weeks ago,
shipped the Surface 2.
Now, Surface 2.
We got to explain the nomenclature.
Naming conventions, yes. Yeah. So Surface 2 is the sequel to the Surface RT.
But there's no RT in the name.
No RT in the name.
But it is RT. Okay.
So Surface 2, the old one was a Tegra 3. They bumped it up to a Tegra 4. It's running Windows RT 8.1.
Right.
And because it's Windows, like a benefit that you get is even though it's a tablet, you have user accounts. So if you're passing this around to people, you
others
have
can use
an account and it's all their own personalized stuff, just like a regular Windows.
Of course, it's faster. Of course, it's got the new version of Windows. But the thing that seemed the biggest change to me is the screen. It's now 1080p.
Right, it's a 1080p screen, like the original Surface Pro was, and now both the Pro 2 and the 2 have.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, the old one wasn't bad, but can't notice it, of course, on the camera.
In fact, I can't notice it from here. But if you got close, you would.
If you got close, yeah. If you're actually like reading it, article, then yeah.
I pay attention to this stuff. I like a crisp, clear display. And frankly, these high-res displays have become standard across all operating systems, so it only makes sense to put it on.
And part of Windows 8.1 was improving its kind of the foundation for allowing that kind of stuff.
Do you notice the speed is better?
Yeah, it's definitely much snappier. It can still chug if you have a bunch of tabs open in IE. It's kind of waiting for the tabs to load. It can still take some time, but it's definitely faster than the old one was in that. But apps load quicker. The other thing is, it's just overall just snappier.
A big selling point of Windows RT, and that's true of the Surface 2, is it comes with a full version of Office.
Right, so it's got Office RT 2013.
That's included, which is a great deal.
And including Outlook now in the 8.1 version.
But the thing to understand is it doesn't run Windows Pro apps, traditional Windows apps. It only runs these new modern UI stuff.
Windows Store apps.
Yeah.
Except for Office, but that's because that's their own.
The Office is the one exception there,
right.
Yeah. All right.
So basically everything about it has been improved upon the old one. The body itself is just a hair thinner and a hair lighter.
I noticed.
It's not really noticeable.
The vapor deposition magnesium, they've gone from this dark gray, which was a little fingerprint magnety, to this.
The texture, it's a little bit textured. So this one is very smooth. This one has some texture on it. It doesn't have all the fingerprints that the old one had.
It's still magnesium, but I think it's a much nicer feel.
I do like it a lot.
Yeah.
Also, if it doesn't really matter, but this was actually three pieces of magnesium here. They reduced it to two here. So the side and the back is now one unibody piece.
They also added another click angle, which I think is really great.
The kickstand, it comes out like the old one did, but it also has an additional thing here for tall people like me, for instance.
This is a much better angle at using it. If you're in an airline seat or you're sitting at breakfast and this angle doesn't work for you for whatever reason, it's nice to have a second choice.
And also, it's much better to lap when you have it this way.
Yes, I agree. Keyboard is the same, though, right?
Similar. Similar, yeah. This is the original touch cover. This is the type cover 2.
Okay.
So they did improve that. It's now backlit. Compared to the old type cover, the keys are a little bit different.
But it also has battery.
No, this one does not have
battery. It does not. Okay.
The power cover is coming out early next year.
That's going to be
like $200 just for that.
But that will add three hours.
Yeah, this one you don't really need. That would be more for the Pro, for like getting really all day battery life on a Pro.
What did you get on this?
It's all day for just casual use.
8 to 10 hours.
If you don't use it, it'll last days and days.
So what is new with the keyboard cover than the touch cover?
Mostly it's that it's backlit.
Oh, backlit. That's neat.
Lights are on, so you can't really see it. Yeah. But it's backlit.
This is another thing, like high-res displays we've gotten used to, having backlit.
But this is the type cover. The touch cover, too, which I don't have, actually is much improved. So the old one, each key was its own individual sensor. So there's like 88 sensors or something. Mm-hmm. The new one has like 1,000 sensors across the whole plane.
So you can type more accurately.
It's essentially like a giant touch pad.
Wow.
So for a keyboard, it will improve the accuracy because it's kind of measuring in between and trying to calculate what you're trying to do. But also what's cool is that it has the possibility for future improvement of different kinds of devices that
use an overlay.
They have an overlay that's customized for a certain thing.
Oh, that's neat.
They have that DJ cover that I haven't really seen. But yeah, exactly.
Is this backlit? No.
The new type cover is.
It is. Well, that's impressive. All right. Mm-hmm. So both covers backlit.
Right. Another thing about the old one that a lot of people didn't like was that the speakers are really quiet.
Yeah.
They improved that with a firmware update. The new one is actually better than that. They put some Dolby something in there to make it better.
Yeah. It's got doubly.
So, I mean, you can't actually have it enough to kind of fill a room in here, like a small room.
A room?
I mean, small. Not a giant studio, but if you have a small room. If you're by yourself, like, you can...
If you're all alone in a closet.
If you're watching...
It's much like your office would be perfect.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. If you're watching a movie or something, you can have it there.
Hear it. Probably not on an airplane, and you wouldn't want to have it on an airplane out loud. But I can hear it.
Now, one problem, though, is that because the Dolby thing is boosting it, if you play something that's actually loud enough, it does crackle a bit. So I don't know if you can hear this, but...
Sounds horrible. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's just the Beach Boys.
Yeah, I know. But it's suddenly there, but it's cracking a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's because they're just boosting it too much for the speakers to handle. But you can actually disable that stuff by an old Windows trick of going to your speaker properties and going to the thing there of...
And turning the thing...
Oh, let's see. So playback and the speakers properties and advance. And then here we go. It's enable audio enhancements. You just uncheck that, and then that would disable that. But then it's much quieter, but it's more pure sound.
Now, are you using this primarily as a tablet? Because I noticed once we get on the desktop, I had the same problem with the old Surface. The touch targets on the Windows are so small. It's very difficult to use this with a touch.
It's mostly a tablet. Occasionally, I can get around and move files.
Right. And, of course, with the type keyboard, you do have a trackpad, so you can use a mouse and get more accurate mousing.
So what I was saying is, you don't, with the speakers in here, you don't get a pure sound, but if you do, we're using pure sound, you'd want external speakers or headphones.
Absolutely.
So a thing is that this has a full-size USB 3 port because it's Tegra 4, so
that's great.
USB 3 now. So you can plug in an external DAC similar to the one that I reviewed like a year ago
and
plug
get really good speakers. Sound. Yeah.
So, and speaking of the USB, you can plug full-size flash drive in, a hard drive, keyboard and mouse.
Let me ask you about that.
Printer, scanner.
I don't think of Windows RT as having downloadable drivers. It
can pull from Windows Update. You can't download them from like a vendor
because
no one's compiling them for RT.
Right.
But Microsoft has basic drivers for most things.
So in theory, you could add hardware and somebody could create drivers for, but they'd have to sell it through the App Store.
I think so. Yes.
Or Windows Update directly.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. And also other external things. For instance, we have this nice handy little thing.
Is that HDMI?
Here. It is.
Wow.
The TV actually,
we can actually see our screen here since we turn on the TV.
There's so
it's
many,
the Flow
so many, so many reviews today that there's the TV turned off from being so bored waiting for it. Oh, good. Well,
come on, TV.
Demo fail here. This is
should
awesome.
I wake it up?
I pressed the button. It's a slow TV.
I saw you playing with this earlier.
Yeah.
Well, it's because the Gizwiz is on it and I hit it. Oh, look at that.
So we got
you know what?
Display.
That looks great.
So, but a cool thing that we can do is if we, let's see.
Can you do this wirelessly with DLNA or do you have to use a hardwired HDMI cable?
It does have Miracast support with
Miracast.
Windows 8.1. So
okay.
If you have a Miracast thing, you can send that to it. But if I change this to extend, now we have a whole second screen here. So a cool thing that we can do as an example is, here, why don't you grab this.
Okay. And we've got the desktop up on the screen right
we'll
now.
Go ahead and plug this in here because it's got a USB port. And I can go ahead
so
and launch
So we've got a desktop on the big
here.
Screen, and you've got the regular touch interface.
I'm just
going to
carry this
here.
Over because it's an extended screen. So
yeah.
I've got that
oh,
over there.
My. And I'm now playing.
So if you could skip
holy
through that.
Holy cow.
Then in the meantime, while you're going ahead and play some awesome games.
You can still work?
I can still do whatever I want
wow.
here. So I'm going to go open up some Twitter and kind of see what's going on. Okay, that's
and boring. This is an Xbox controller. How am I connecting the Xbox controller?
USB.
Via USB.
Yeah, if you had the wireless controller, you'd have there's a wireless thing. Oh, I think it broke it.
Well, it worked great. So thank you very much for the demo. Frozen solid, ladies and gentlemen.
There we go.
There we go.
Now go ahead and play
press
something.
Start. Okay.
So while you're playing, I'm going to
All right, this is
the
demo.
The
I am
going to
play a game while you...
So, go ahead and go to
I'm
that
pressing
one
all
there.
The buttons I know of.
Go over there. You're right there.
Go over there.
Go right and up.
Yes, this is not a demo fail.
Well,
this is a user fail.
So theoretically, you're playing this awesome game. It's got some actually decent graphics for a Surface RT.
How do I get over there? I'm using the thumbsticks. Okay. The mouse works great, though. So would you select that for me?
So now try it. Now see if you can hit go to... Oh, boy. let's try plugging this back in. This is awesome. It worked in the previous.
No, Burke said he also...
Yeah, but then I got it to work with him.
Oh, you got it to work. So I'm just going to...
So theoretically, you're playing a game, whatever. Okay.
No, no. Start the game. I want to play the game now. It's loading.
And so it's loading the game. Yeah, it's
all right. It's not playing. Super okay. fast.
So we'll pretend you're playing it. So in the meantime, while you're playing a game, I'm just going to go ahead and start typing some stuff here in Word and get some, you know, documents typed. And also while I'm doing that, I can...
Does that come up a lot that somebody wants to play with your tablet while you're writing?
So, and then also I can pin a Twitter to the side here and do it. And so now I got three-way multitasking.
All right, wait a minute. 0-0. Let's go. Come on.
I can pin a four. So now I got four things going
I'm
on.
I'm playing a game here.
So the point of this is that I've got four programs running right now on a Surface RT.
Sort of.
Yeah, I mean, in theory. And, you know, that can be kind of cool. But also, and that now going back to the what I typed in Word, this awesome thing, because it's Windows, it's got printer support. So I can go ahead go to print.
Now,
and
we're going to get, between now and next show, we're going to get the Nokia 2520, which is the only other RT tablet out with a new RT 8.1.
Right. It's just Surface RT to
Nokia
Surface
and Microsoft. That's and it. Nokia, yeah. So I'm going to be very interested in comparing the two. This one, and I chose the other one. I'm thinking, well, we'll see.
There is a big difference. Sure,
one's using the Qualcomm chip. One's using the Tegra.
Performance-wise, I'm sure they're very similar.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah. Look, my
he
my,
printed
my thing that
it printed.
It printed.
And not only that, I won my race while you weren't looking.
You sure did. We're gonna just unplug that. All right. pretend that worked like a charm. So anyway, now because it's RT and you're limited to the Windows Store apps, if you're a Pandora user, Spotify, iTunes, Google Music. You're out of luck for
Pandora.
This kind of
stuff. Supposedly is coming.
Supposedly it's coming.
Instagram supposedly coming. They're adding more all the time.
For phone.
Only phone? Okay.
Pandora might be coming with this, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But for now, you're out of luck. But this does have Xbox Music because you're
great.
In Windows.
And
Xbox
that has
Music
a lot of that.
Combines the same kind of thing as Spotify. So it's got streaming, it's got a la carte buying, it's got if you pay the subscription, you can just stream all you want and download.
As you almost would expect, and it's certainly true of the iPad, you're going to be living in the Microsoft ecosystem.
So they have. For like music and video, there are comparable services that are built into Windows.
Right.
So if you are able to switch over to it, then it works.
Nobody is going to have an iPad and say, I want to use my iTunes with this.
Right.
This is in lieu of an iPad. This is you if you're in the Microsoft ecosystem. This is where you're going to.
Yeah, and the bottom line is this is for someone who's a Windows user.
Right.
So now one thing that you get when you buy this is 200 gigabytes of SkyDrive for 2 years.
That's a good deal.
So that's one reason why I lean towards this over Nokia, because you're not going to get that with the 2520.
Right.
So that's 200 gigabytes for 2 years. So that's $200 worth.
That's a good deal. And this is
$499? $449.
$449.
So $449 if you minus 200 from that.
Plus the keyboard, which is another 100.
$130 for this one.
Okay.
Yeah. So and that's the other thing is keyboard is not included.
Right. Right.
So there's that. And you also get like a 1 year of Skype Wi-Fi unlimited use. I'm not a Skype user, so I'm not actually sure how that works, but there you go.
Microsoft owns Skype, and they're starting to bundle it in as part of the...
Yeah, so they're kind of throwing these things in to make it more enticing.
Well, I think that's the thing that I always found interesting about RT was the idea that you get kind of an all-in-one system. It is a tablet system.
Right.
But because it supports Office, you can have a lot more that you can do with it.
Right.
And this type keyboard is a real keyboard.
Yeah, it's really nice to type on.
So $449 for the base unit, Wi-Fi only. It goes up from there. Pros and cons. Let's do that.
Pros and cons. So pros are it's super flexible, both in hardware and software. So like that demo that didn't really
work.
I love
it that you could plug in.
Theoretically, you can do a lot kind of thing. Like you can put it up to your
USB
TV and plug stuff
there.
In. And
just,
like,
HDMI,
And also just physically, like, you know, you can have it in like laptop mode or just tablet mode standing up like that or just down on there or other kind of things. A orientation that I like to be in is if I'm laying in bed or on a couch – is doing this and just sitting on top of it.
Oh, that works pretty well.
Just, you know, just reading stuff.
You know, Mary Jo and Paul mentioned that, and I thought that's counterintuitive because I'm typing.
It's great for on the couch. Like if you're watching TV on the couch, you just kind of sit this on top of you and just kind of read some stuff.
It's a tray.
Yeah.
How is the weight on this?
It's like a pound and a half, little under a pound and a half. It's
heavy.
A tiny bit lighter than the old one, but it's a little
heavier than an iPad, about 50% heavier than an iPad. But
it's also because it's doesn't have the tiny thin edges of the iPad.
Right.
It feels thicker and heavier than that one, but but numbers wise, it's very similar.
So I'm gonna guess a buy.
Well, so more pros. So
there's more pros.
So the all-day battery life
Holy
I mentioned
cow.
Earlier,
okay.
And it's got the 200 gig SkyDrive. So those are the pros.
Yep.
Cons are it's limited to the Windows Store apps.
Right.
And if you can
as
deal
are
with that,
all RT tablets.
Right. And but that's not totally bad. So in the year or so that this has been out with their RT, more apps have come out and it's gotten better. And I now have a core set of apps that I can just live in this for casual use. Enough so that I can just I don't have to take a laptop with me if I'm going on a trip. If it's a small trip, I just take that with me.
I think that's the real point of
like
this.
There's a nice IRC app. Now you got Twitter and Facebook. And you
know, now, I notice you've taken the camera tile off of here. Do you use the camera ever?
I don't know because I don't want to. No,
it's kind of dorky looking, but you got it. Yeah. It's got front-facing camera for Skyping as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other con is that the keyboard is not included, so it's an extra thing. And you really do need this with it, so you should include the price for that.
Right. So try, buy, don't
so,
buy?
I would say try. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic companion device if you are in the Windows ecosystem, and then everything just works with it. Everything syncs. So, like, I have Windows 8 running on all my computers.
And you don't have to worry.
All this
it's
stuff
all
just
there.
Syncs over.
And SkyDrive's like, there.
And it just it works great in that sense. If you're not in the Windows ecosystem, this is not going to be for you.
Right.
But if you are, I still say it's a try because you have so many options.
Right.
This is
so many Windows thing. Pro options.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Like or the Nokia.
Right.
I mean, that's going to be a nice thing too. And it's you're just going to have to see which one works for you the best. If you're a pro user that needs desktop apps on your tablet for whatever reason, there are tablets that have that.
Right.
If you don't, then this is a great device.
Alex Kumpel's the Flowmaster, and he's going to give it a try on the brand new Surface 2 tablet. You got in line at midnight. You went to the Microsoft store.
I didn't plan on it doing that, but I thought, okay, they're doing that. It kind of looked like fun. I thought I'd try it. I'd take pictures. And
there were some other.
I actually wasn't planning on buying it right away, but then after I played with it
hard
up
not
for
to.
A while, I was like, yeah, it is snappier.
All right. Well, he decided to buy anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. In fact, we thank all of our reviewers. A big show today. Iaz Akhtar, Shannon Morse, who is that guy sitting next to me? Patrick Delahanty.
Radford.
Radford Castro. I'm sure there were other people, too. Who? Brian.
Oh, Brian.
Angry, cranky, angry hippo in the hot tub. Cranky hippo in the hot tub. Brian Burnett, our technical director. Thanks to Shannon Morse for producing this show. We put all of our reviews on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/beforeyoubuy. So if you want to share an individual review with your friends or family, you can do that. You thinking about buying the Surface 2? Well, here's the review that we did on Before You Buy. We also, of course, put the whole show available on our website, twit.tv/BYB. And everywhere you find podcasts, you can subscribe to either the audio or the video versions of Before You Buy. Email us, byb@twit.tv. If there's something you'd like to see next week, as I mentioned, the 2520 Xbox One review. We've got the new Nokia 1520, a really big show next week. So tune in. You can watch us do it live every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 2400 UTC on twit.tv. And we'd love it if you do that too. Remember, every Tuesday, you got to watch before you buy. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.